I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. Of the 7 positive cases of the COVID-19 reported at the Mescalero Apache Reservation, one of them is the daughter of Mescalero Apache President Gabe Aguilar.
We went as a family and tested, and myself and my wife were negative, but my daughter tested positive. So we also worked with the Department of Health to contact tracing and gave names of individuals she would talk to, but she really didn't go anywhere. We're still trying to figure it out. So this virus doesn't discriminate. It can be airborne. You know, somebody might have called dad that, you know, my daughter had to test positive and go through this.
Gabe, I guess all 3 of you under quarantine then?
Yes, we're all quarantined for our safety and for protection of our daughter. But I'm working from home. I'm working from home. Right now, everybody's at home because we have to be safe for our community.
As of Thursday, the New Mexico Department of Health has recorded 7,364 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 here in the state and 2,684 have recovered. No new cases have been confirmed at the Mescalero Apache Reservation, and the reservation remains under lockdown to at least June the 7th. In a teleconference, the Village of Ruidoso Council and Mayor Lane Crawford had discussions with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. They
posed questions and asked, you know, why can't we do this? And we sent solutions, talked about how do we open up and what do we got to do? And here's a safe plan to act on. And so we kicked that around for a couple hours, and so they tell us, well, we'll get our committee to evaluate it, and then I guess they go get Dr. Scrace and ask his opinion on it. But right. Anyway, then at 2:00 we had a mayor's caucus, which is, I don't know how many, 100 plus mayors. And then we answer questions that were brought up, like swimming pools. You know, we're trying to get some swimming pools open, but right. Then we can't get them inspected by the health department. And because they weren't taking appointments, so we finally got them to start taking appointments.
In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.